You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Can all you people
so
do that?
Between Victor, Taya, and Leon, I need to know if you're pursuing down these eight
Victor
creatures and killing them or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
as we're pushing and
run across the ceiling at them and firing at them.
Run until their face is facing you and then shoot them.
So just call it, assuming you're shooting the whole time, call it six more arrows. And between.
I'm assuming point blank, all shots will be point blank.
Yeah. You don't actually have to roll the damage, you just have to mark off the arrows.
Alright.
And then, of course, the party's following up. All right, so now, meanwhile, back on the other side, Lorelei and
Ren
dive in the water. We're just going to back this off to this way now.
Nope.
Okay.
We're going to be relying on Khan.
All right. So Lorelei and Ren dive in the water. You immediately realize that you must have been affected by whatever you were just trying to treat on Millie, because as you go to take the deep breath to drive in the water, you kind of can't get a full lung. And then when you when you come into the water, you can actually breathe in the water, which is going to be a problem when you go to try to leave the water. But for right now, it's actually an advantage.
Yes. So touch Lorelei so she can breathe.
Oh, don't worry. There's certain planes you can go where you won't be able to breathe.
He was kind of in the...
It could be the astral plane.
At least you can still stay in trial as long as they put you in a fishbowl.
Yeah. It's very, makes it hard to testify to your own defense.
Turn them into, like, sandwiches.
Right. Which was okay.
As you are going down, you see that it's a pretty steep slope down and away from you. The two creatures that went in just before you moved to stop you. Stop your pursuit. Beyond them and below, you can see dark swirling forms, and it looks like there is one individual human-sized fighting with the Aboleth.
I'm thinking Heronius.
Okay. Human-sized.
Okay.
So first of all, you've got creatures that are attacking you.
Can I intercept them in a way that they'll both go after me and leave Lorelei alone?
No, is that a Mars?
Oh, wait, who do you have to keep alive? Is
that? Could be Bella.
I'll give you like a 20% chance.
Hopefully.
Because I didn't specify, but they were kind of like
well,
apart when they went in the water.
Oh, you're going to roll them.
Yep. Red is first. So no. They were kind of pretty far apart when they went in the water, and they just kind of come up because they see you coming. Now, mind you, if you do something to him pretty quickly, then you'll be able to deal with the other one.
Is this enough time to cast? I'm gonna borrow my app.
You don't feel super confident that you can cast underwater.
Okay. Can I try to punch?
Probably means not at all, since you can't breathe in air at the moment.
Can I?
Where'd you leave your friends at?
Can I punch? Try to attack the one that's on Lorelei.
So you're just gonna basically do this?
Yeah. Just can I sucker punch the one that's on Lorelei? Hopefully, I'm hoping to stun him, basically, so she can get by.
All right. So he's trying to attack the one that's on you to give you time to get by. Are you just going to hold for a second and let him try to do that, see how that goes? Okay, go ahead and roll the hit. And meanwhile, he is going to try to attack Lorelei. And he will hit.
Seven, and...
You don't have anything preventing it, correct? So you're taking 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Seven hits, maybe.
I'm sorry, make it 8 points of damage because we're underwater. I forgot.
I don't have anything to adjust it, so I hit AC7.
Oh, AC7 is a miss. So, okay.
But I'm 5 for 2, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can try again in a minute. The one on you missed you.
Okay.
It's elastic is making the noise because it's going from a stretched.
Okay.
Because the last moving so fast, makes like a sonic boom.
All right. So electricity erupts from below, and it bleeds off into the water in your general direction because electricity does that. You're not inside the blast radius, but there is little bits of stuff that's kind of coming off in your direction, including affecting the creatures that you're fighting. So make a saving throw versus spell. Dex from the supplies.
Made it by a mile.
Pressure air inside the room.
They both made theirs.
Creating pressure.
We got spell.
Yeah.
Our ears here, isn't it?
Nope, I missed by two. Interesting. Unless four. There's... Oh, with dex bonus.
Yeah, with.
Right.
I make it with the dex bonus.
Okay, so you take no damage.
Oh, yeah. I made mine by a mile.
So you take no damage. But you do feel it. Like, you feel like...
It's kind of tingly
feeling in the water. And you have spellcraft, correct? You can roll a d20.
Five.
That was a
lightning bolt. That's not the escaping here, the problem.
Do you know that lightning bolts, when triggered underwater, look like fireballs, basically. They, instead of going as a stroke.
Who triggered it?
You're not sure. Somebody down below.
One of the two things down there?
The pressure wave is similar to a drum skin vibrating.
Stuff's getting intense down there.
It's not...
And then, so you have not acted yet, and he has not managed to pull him off of you.
Can I go lower, like under him?
I mean, so it's sloping down, but you're basically as low as you can get here.
Okay.
So you'd have to go around him or go through him. Basically, is the only way you can go lower.
I'll just go around him.
Okay.
If I have to eat more damage, I guess I need more damage.
Okay. Well, if he hits you, it will stop your progress. So I'll just be aware of that.
Thank you.
So
mind you, you're dodging and whatnot, so it's not, you're gonna get your full AC.
Second attacks.
Yeah, go ahead. What is your AC?
Two.
He missed.
Okay, so
you are able to get around him. He is gonna pursue you as much as he can without totally taking his eyes off Ren.
AC zero.
Is it hit?
It's not moving five, right?
I know.
Because the air molecules inside the
balloon
closer together,
they
become a better conductor.
Actually, yeah, no.
4, 6, 8.
9?
10 damage.
Okay. 3, 4 plus one.
All right, so he is going to leave off of Lorelei and focus on you because that hurt. In some sense, not really hurt, but it's important.
You drew his attention?
Yes, you drew his attention.
I drew aggro. Okay.
You're much better at that than I am.
So, Arden, just so you understand what's going on over here, because this is in the vicinity of your character.
Okay.
Okay, so you have Millie in the water essentially below you, and she can apparently breathe in water, but she is not well off. And she can't breathe in air. And then Ren and Lorelei dove in the water to go down after the Aboleth and any fleeing persons. Ryan went back toward the melee in the hallway.
Okay.
And Ryan, when you get back out there, you realize that the monsters are coming towards you and the party's chasing them.
Should have realized that never actually healed
me. When I see them, I'll just...
There's a lot happening.
I'm backing up. Really.
I'm the worst player.
Like treating, but shooting. Shooting.
Okay. Yeah. So you assist in the destruction of the monsters, which helps clear the party to come down there. Dorkian?
Really bad underwater.
You think an air mage is bad underwater? Oh, imagine that.
So, I could cast like a water breathing. On somebody?
Well, there's nobody else there at the moment.
It would have been nice to give Dora a lie before she went down.
Except Millie. She's underwater. She can breathe underwater.
Well, so I could cast Enduring Breath on her, which I was thinking about doing when I come up, which just makes you don't have to breathe.
Oh, okay. You could cast that on Millie, you're saying?
Yeah. And then it quadruples the amount of time.
You can hold your breath or whatever. Well, that would be awesome. So you want to do that?
Sure.
All right, we'll assume that's done, because we've already done one round without you. Now what?
Yeah, I saw the news article.
She stands up. She looks pretty beat up. She's fishing around in her pack for a potion.
That's a great question.
She is covered with a yellowish brown mucus similar to what you were covered with before Heronius spared you. What about it?
Like, can I spellcraft it?
It doesn't appear to be magical as much as...
a lore that might be appropriate? Monster lore?
Sure.
Six.
So the Aboleth has the ability to essentially strike people with the disease. or something like a disease, as the manuals say, that makes it so they can't breathe air, they can only breathe underwater. It usually lasts for several hours. It does not necessarily, it will kill them if they can't be in the water, obviously, but otherwise it's not necessarily deadly.
Would I would remove disease from it, or remove curse?
Remove disease.
I don't have that one, so...
And you've now cast Enduring Breath on her, so she's standing up.
Yeah.
So she's going to need it at some point. How long does Enduring Breath last?
So, good question. I don't. It's the same as... The same duration as...
Airy water? Or something?
No, as water breathing.
Oh. Seems like that's a long time. So it'll probably get her until the effect is over.
Well, it says...
But she's still going to have to go in the water some, because it doubles how long she can hold her breath.
Duration is 3 turns per level.
Yeah.
But there's something weird about it. It said, let me look at it. It was a variant that I rolled. Third level? Enduring Breath allows subjects to not have to breathe, must be able to exhale, quadruples normal time to hold breath, works for plus D2 extra individuals.
Oh, neat. So you could have done it. You can do it yourself, too.
Sure.
I mean, you may have to go underwater, so...
But, so basically... It should be a solution for her problem, but she's going to occasionally have to go in the water.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the time that she's affected.
Mm-hmm. She should still be able to talk and communicate.
All right. Anyway, so she fishes out a potion of healing, which she is going to consume.
I'll cast it on myself as well, then. And...
Pretty crappy roll.
Wait,
Lorelai's in the water already. Gone.
Too late. Missed that chance. That ship has sailed.
Yep.
She's holding her breath underwater right now because she didn't get Enduring Breath.
That train is past the station.
I don't know if that ship has sailed. More of the submarine has sunk.
Yeah. That ship has sunk. Missed opportunity.
Can you cast magic missile underwater? No, because it's got verbal.
You have to have something. You have to cast vocalize first. And you can cast spells for 5 rounds with no vocal components.
We got like friends and Portuguese.
Okay, so back underwater then.
Yeah, good luck getting that thing.
You have gotten past him.
Beach ball underwater.
Continuing towards the.
Ren, you can duke it out with them for another round if you want.
Okay.
If you put both your attacks on that guy, you might kill him.
I'll give it a try.
The other guy will attack you. Oh boy, I'm hitting. I hit once.
I miss once.
Because it's 2 attacks as well. So I hit only once.
But
I hit for max damage.
Second attack on the guy.
Can like anchor somebody.
Hits for 12, which hits AC.
Like floating in the water, you catch 2. A ball of spear, ball of steel inside.
That's definitely a hit. okay, that's enough. He's gone.
Who's the person in the water?
And you only took 10, by the way, not 12.
Can I see the person in the water since I've moved closer?
Yeah, he went down. He stopped moving. Okay, as you get lower, and you're probably like 30, 40 feet underwater, you think, you realize that like the pressure is significant down here. You're approaching the length of how long you can hold your breath, that kind of thing.
I'm just trying to touch the stupid thing.
You see that it is Wilma Tosen.
Okay.
She is visible, and she is about... 30 to 40% larger than normal, and she is flitting around the creature, and it is continuing to sink down in a way, and it looks like the creature looks like it is near death. But as you come up, you see it's striking with its tentacles. It goes in the water. Sorry, I'm gonna check their initiatives. 7. Wilmotosen goes first, actually. She missed. Okay, and then it goes to the creature. Gets D6 attacks. That's where it gets up. Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to get a 3 now. What was your initiative?
That's right. I didn't roll 1.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Sorry. I go in 5.
Good catch.
Yeah, we
have 1.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay, so you see, basically she twists around the creature and one of the tentacles goes past her, and then she swims to the right and another one goes past her, and then one goes right through her shoulder, like clean through. Another one glances across her head and she just kind of sinking slowly down in the water.
Oh, fudge. I go in 5, whatever that means.
Okay. It means you go now.
Okay.
So you're coming down on the creature from above. So you actually get there in 4, probably. And
just dive at it.
it looks bad. Like, it's charred and not in good shape, but it is, like, limp swimming, like, away from you. It is trying to get away.
Yeah. I just want to touch it. She's diving.
Touchy.
I'm holding on to faith that I was given to this spell for this reason.
It's going to be really bad if it doesn't do anything.
It will be. Especially if you touch it and nothing happens and then you go unconscious.
Oh, I'll just you start may be rescuing damage. Them from under the water.
Sure is.
All by your lonesome. Oh,
well,
with
he's
Nelly.
Got Millie.
That's true.
Plus the party's coming.
Yeah, none of us can breathe underwater.
I ain't going out.
And I don't trust my con that much.
She got some icon people.
You can breathe underwater.
I shouldn't have cast this on myself.
Because now I won't have plausible deniability why I can't go.
I'm not going down there.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you cast it again?
All right. Millie had drunk the potion and is now running toward the water, just so you know.
Come on, Dorkin. You can do it.
You float down onto the creature.
Millie,
let's see.
Millie's going, come on. No.
I keep swimming.
I don't like this water
thing.
I can't swim down. I float.
It will have the water attack you as you're coming in. Saving throw versus spell.
Made it.
Take 5.
Okay.
And then you may attempt to touch it.
Touchy.
I have an 18 on the die.
Okay, so you float down on it. Do you have weapons in hand or anything? Do you have a weapon in the other hand?
Yeah, my staff.
What are we doing?
Okay, you float down and it's like swimming away. And you put your hand out and your hand like drags across and you feel it's like scaly and wet and like there's some like fish guts or something that's dragging out of it because it's been badly damaged. Yeah. And you touch the, it's clear with no doubt that you touch the creature and nothing happens.
Do I see this?
So make a wisdom check at minus.
I love you, Hecate, but screw you.
Engaged.
Screw you a lot.
So yes, you saw 16. It.
Okay.
Mind you, she's 40 feet below you in the water. 35, 40. So basically, you don't see great detail. You realize that she did try to attack or touch the creature. And you know, she told you before she was going to try to touch the creature. So.
I was curious.
Can I touch it with my staff by smashing it? Because now I'm feeling rage.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, it goes down. And as it goes down, like you're being sucked down after it, you'll roll a new initiative.
It's like, why give me this spell if it wasn't meant to do something?
Oh, it'll do something. It'll just spell evil somewhere.
Apparently, Rebecca, Bosk Green.
They kept you from getting hit in the mob.
No, it didn't.
Oh, that's true. It didn't
seem to help.
It didn't seem to do anything besides take up 8 segments of casting time. I really couldn't have made you that angry.
Whoa, that's not true.
Here, I'm
really made her angry.
I'm really going to screw with you. I'm going to make you think you're going to use this spell in that atonement.
Okay.
In initiative 4, I want to basically just get away from this guy and pursue the Aboleth. Is that possible?
Yeah, you can try. I mean, he's not a real, like, avid swimmer or whatever, so, like, it's possible to, like, hit him so that it kind of pushes him or twists him in the wrong direction a little bit, then try to swim past him real quick or that kind of
thing.
So it's possible. That's what she did.
I mean, it's dying, so do it.
Okay. I will, in my initiative.
Yeah. All right,
I'm
so...
also dying.
You're not like
it's just a matter of who dies first.
All right, right. So and Ryan knows the way back to that room, and the creatures are essentially going that way. So he assisted with Taya, Leon, Victor, Iphis, whatever. He assisted you guys to clear up the rest of the creatures. Are you going to tell them anything so they know what they're getting into? And I assume you're all running that way, basically?
Yep.
Okay.
Ryan just says, follow me. Explain on the way.
Yeah. He can run and talk. He's good at it.
Does Leon know the duration of his spell?
I can.
No, I'll probably come down now.
John Crackers.
Just to be safe.
I can.
It's only a 20-foot fall.
Onto your head.
I mean, you can.
I'm dexterous enough. I'm sure I can twist it.
Yeah. Still hurt though.
Hit the ground and roll. Drop and roll.
All right.
You can only super roll
hero
on
landing.
20.
Hit the ground and splash.
Okay. So after this round that we're in right now, led by Ryan. The party
running
will
at one third speed.
Enter
a
this
mass
room.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan, 1/3 speed.
And Dorian is coming in the water. Dorian is not going in the water when Millie goes in the water. Pretty young, beat up library monk goes in the water. That's what she is. She's a very powerful one now, but she's a library monk.
Another subclass of monk.
She's
okay. He's still hesitating.
Level 9
librarian.
That's the question.
Still hesitating.
I mean, it probably would be a minute of hesitation. It'd be like 15 seconds.
Okay.
2 seconds.
So if you decide to go in the water, you have to roll initiative -3.
Okay.
It takes 3 segments to debate. It's like me getting used to cold water. That's the way I used to be. Yeah, except it wasn't 3 seconds. It's like 3 minutes sometimes.
And I am elementally opposed.
Well, no, yeah. It's not good.
They're not elemental allies, I'll tell you that.
They're not opposites.
I agree.
They're not opposites.
Okay. So in the water.
They're like unfriendly neighbors.
8.
I like to think he's going to try and swim down in the water.
You have 7?
He's
okay.
Like buoyant.
So you're going to try to hit it?
Like yeah. And he goes like,
okay, roll it. Mind you, you are underwater.
Yeah, it would be good.
I think Ron's picking the rocks this...
tie you to somebody else. So that
I rolled a 17 without any modifications. That would be...
Not unless you would have like gone out of your way to try to lock and unlock the door.
-7?
-7?
You hit -7?
Yeah.
That's promising. Find the stat block again. Lost the stat block. There it is.
That's terrible.
That'll hit.
I'm not actively doing
for 7.
7 damage?
Yep.
Okay. Did not kill it.
I think my dad would use it for.
But it did issue for some icky. Fish blood kind
of
stuff.
That's fine. I'm going to start aiming for the holes.
Yep. Well, after this round, you're going to start fighting off drowning. All right. Now we're in 6. Okay. Unfortunately, the Aboleth goes in 6.
Yep.
Oh, no, 5. I'm sorry, 5. So,
all right. Dorkin is going to go.
Okay. Roll initiative -3.
Okay.
Okay.
Video attention.
Or...
Or total?
Or total. After the -1.
Millie arrives
on the dice plus
at where you are, and she is moving to attack and sort of pick or block the creature so you can get free.
Okay.
She missed. However, she is positioned kind of in the way, so she's kind of like this. So if you go that way, you should be able to get free. He may attack you as you go, but you can just dodge it with your saber specification. But if you do that, you won't be able to attack down there this round, but odds are you're not going to get there this round anyway. Because it's like 50, 60 feet down. I doubt it, because I don't think your underwater swim speed is over 60 feet.
Using some kind of special program, could you click on the card and show you?
I don't know.
Pretty unlikely. I don't think you technically even have swimming. Which makes your swim speed 30 feet if you don't have swimming because it's doggy paddle, essentially. You could run along the bottom to a degree. Because like, it is sloping down right below where you are.
Yeah, I do have the spider climb slippers too.
And there's really nothing on the bottom here. It's just like
I used my droid cam.
If it was sand, it would work. Spider climbing stuff would work.
Whatever my fastest mode of transportation,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah. There's like so a you'll be, if you do it through. Assuming you get away from this guy, you'll be immune to start the next round with the creature. If it's still alive.
Wait a minute. There might be a better solution. How long does it take to cast Dimension Door?
4 seconds, but it probably has a verbal component. So.
I remember the Anyway,
so then we're in five, and the creature goes in five, and gets to attack Lorelei d6 times. Six.
That's my fate.
I die trying to accomplish the atonement of my god. I feel you, because the woman with those engines got the butt kicked out of her. She almost
I'm not nearly as talented as woman with those engines.
I don't agree with that at all.
Different direction.
Yeah, different direction, okay. Missed. Hit. Hit. It's two.
We're certainly in the
missed.
The only component is verbal.
Missed.
Basically, the program would have the webcam or support.
What's your AC?
I think the math is right.
The web browser.
Right. So hit three times.
No desire to hear.
This is going to be ugly.
Also, look on the bright side. You'll probably get to breathe underwater.
That's true. Because that's how Millie got to breathe underwater. I was going to attack by the creature.
Yes, I'm at 20 hit points. So
there's a good chance she's going to die right now. So. You're at 20?
Yep.
Okay, so like, without rolling the dice, you're at negative 10. Because it's 2d6 plus 10.
Then I'm
dead. So.
Yep. PVC cage that I made to go around.
So that's a lot. 10, 16, 26 plus 30, 56 points.
I'm dead, dead.
Yep, you did. Join the club. Okay.
Well, at least the king will be alerted that I've died.
Yeah,
sure. Lorelei clone activated.
No, we had to talk
actually,
about
this
that.
Was a clone.
We had to talk about that.
It doesn't matter, but this is he had to talk with a clone.
Mm-hmm,
so the one back there is actually a real one. Like hanging out, having dinner, and wine.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, that's pretty good.
And
that'd be a good kind of twist.
On the griddle.
If every time your character dies, you just have a clone back at the bottom of the same level. That'd be perfect. No, we're not quite done. She's just backing up because she just died.
I'm at negative 56.
No, minus 20.
You're at negative 26. No, negative 36. You took 56 when you were at 20. So negative 36. The Aboleth killed her. The Aboleth killed her.
I've been being attacked this whole time.
We just went on the griddle.
Okay, so then you're pulling away. The creature is attacking you once.
Yeah.
And missed.
Okay.
And so Millie gets in there.
Zoom in after it.
Okay. So this, then you go to the new round. The creature is swimming away. It is still going down, so you can still probably keep up.
I'm a fan.
It's so beat up. Well, that's the only reason you guys are catching up to it. It's
chasing it along the ground if I can. I mean, that's what's faster for me. Using the spider claw.
Well, looks so sad has been kicking its butt. This whole time it's
underwater.
Stone
swamp,
yes, stone
trap.
Yeah.
It was near death.
Hoping
she
was near death when it killed Wilma Tosen.
Naturally,
yes,
I'd have to
kill
her, which is...
It's not one of those things where
so it wasn't
gains
your death
health every time it kills
no.
Me.
I've got a guess.
It gets hit points
right. It absorbs hit points every time it attacks successfully.
You're probably going to
open
your garage.
I've got my garage. Open the doors at least.
We fought those guys.
So, sitting outside.
Upright.
Well, we fought them.
Okay. Alright, so go ahead and roll initiative. You'll get one round. The party enters the room, so Victor, Leon, Taya, Iphis, Ryan, you hear a splash as Dorkian dives in the water.
Is Dorkian actually able to swim downwards, or is he too buoyant?
No, he can swim downwards. So you are air when you die, not now.
Okay.
Also, so we have flight.
We were running down the hallway, and he was
that's right. Sorry, go ahead.
When we were running down the hallway, and he was explaining to us what was going on, would I be able to switch over to my sword gun?
Sure.
Because I'm assuming bow is a no-go.
Usually.
So.
is it no go?
There's about a 6 foot range with a minimum of 6 foot. Yeah. So you can hit them if they're exactly 6 feet away.
Those moments I wish I had. As we're running, you know, it's like, does anybody have the ability to breathe underwater?
Nope.
Because I'm a rock.
Everybody that has the ability to breathe underwater is currently underwater. That's the problem.
But there's a bunch of us who are running down there who haven't gotten to the
Also, I tried to give you the ability to breathe underwater like 3 times in this combat, but you kept making your save. That's not my fault.
Permanently breathe underwater.
Which one of these creatures do I have to bite to go underwater?
Okay. You know. What was your initiative?
Five.
The sinkiest one.
Okay, will you beat him?
Will Pass Without Trace help me move easier underwater?
Only if there's foliage.
Does being underwater make transferring harder?
Just magic.
Probably.
Can I transfer before I go underwater?
No, because you already went underwater.
I didn't know that.
You go back out?
He goes under and he goes, oh wait! And he stands back up.
This is very
valid. You could swim back out.
No, I'll just do it. Come on. It's a
personal
solo.
Splash.
Oh,
don't you have free man?
Fun splash.
No, I forgot it all. All
right.
I have to replenish that every once in a while, and I really haven't gotten that chance.
Okay.
Because I can't get free magic.
Anyways,
roll to hit, sir.
What's that?
Roll to hit.
All right.
Are you open hand striking it, or are you...
I don't really have any other weapons, because I'm pretty sure
that would be a yes. So you're 5 for 2, right?
Yeah.
So you get 2 this round.
Punch the fish.
Put deck him in the schnoz.
That's a 1.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You going in, Leon?
Yeah.
I got my sword out. What's going on?
Which brings us to the Aboleth.
Where's the blue one?
And I said, please.
Pretty sure I've already fought with this thing underwater once.
Okay. So he gets 4 attacks.
Okay.
But people keep coming out of the woodworks, so for now he's only going to take 2.
AC -4.
Oh, I should both probably hit. Take my armor off. Huh?
Well, I'm probably dead too.
Well, these aren't really one-on-one monsters, even when they are low on hit points. So.
Well, we didn't hit it with a force ball to make
6,
it go underwater.
28.
This is
nope, still there.
This situation exactly.
I have 5 hit points left.
GM spot.
No, it's, but just
so you might want to consider not meleeing with an Aboleth if you want to survive.
Still got the second attack though, right?
You do, but you're. Do you think it'll die if you hit it one more time? Because if not, and it hits you one more time, you'll die.
Do I know if anybody else is down here?
Millie.
I'm going to build a Mandalorian.
You know she's down here.
I don't want to do it. That's
what it's about. You wouldn't know about Dorkian yet because he hasn't got this deep yet.
But I want to do some sensors, right? 2 meters.
Basically, if you do not attack, it will move away from you. So it is, you're pursuing it to be able to attack it, but the problem is it's got its tentacles, which are 20 feet long, so it's just going as it goes.
You're like a fighter chasing a battleship.
PT right. Boat versus cruiser versus destroyer. That's what we got here.
I'll disengage and try to heal myself.
Okay.
If I have to do that next round.
Cool.
Okay. So you will, if you do healing on yourself underwater, you will take a substantial negative because it's moving water versus open wounds kind of thing.
To the healing itself?
To the roll. Not to the amount that you can do, but to the roll.
Okay.
The ability to do it, so you may fail to do it. And remember, if you fail to do it,
you can't
succeed to do it again later.
Where I'm supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so you as soon as you disengage, it's continuing down. All right. And then do this real quick.
I'm not taking my armor off.
Do you have water breathing? Can you transfer to water breathing?
I can't transfer.
Is it in your book?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I'm not sure she could use her book underwater.
We're not,
she's
underwater.
Not underwater yet.
Oh. Okay. So you get down as far as Millie, and you see that she is meleeing with one creature.
He's that guy.
You're good. There you go.
Unfortunately, mind over body doesn't allow me to not breathe.
No.
Unfortunately.
Can you tell your body you don't need to breathe?
Nature
doesn't
give me water breathing today, so.
You need cell manipulation.
Or yesterday, I should say.
Okay.
I think that's the one.
So are you ignoring the melee between Millie and the one guy and continuing down toward the Aboleth? It is definitely pretty deep.
Yeah.
So, okay. And you are flying down, so you would be at a walking rate, but you could probably get a little bit more because you're sinking as well, so probably 13, 14 inches, 15 inches maybe.
I don't know what level it is, but I don't see it. It's third, I think.
Water breathing?
And I'm...
Yeah.
As I'm going, I like to transfer and cast... Transfer to and cast Vocalize. If I have to stop for a second.
Okay.
Vocalize
has a verbal component.
Does it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the only component. So you have to cast it before...
Just do it ahead of time.
You're supposed to do it before you have to cast verbal spells.
What's the duration of Vocalize?
5 minutes.
Ouch. You should just like
transmute water to dust in my spell book.
Huh? That would have been cool.
And I don't see how that helps me.
What would that do with our people in the water? I don't think that you would do enough to affect it. Yeah. So,
but that doesn't. I mean, I can cast magic missile at it. Frankly, I don't know what exactly my intention is.
All you do is cast magic.
Yeah.
I mean, a magic missile might take it out. It's already taken.
It's healed like three times. It's killed two people.
It's verbal. He doesn't have a lot of spells that don't have a verbal component.
It makes sense because he's an air mage. Okay, so the party is at the top of the water. You heard a splash and.
Yep.
You don't know if it was Dorkian. Nobody knows for sure.
Yeah.
You know that the fight is down there.
Yeah.
You also know that, like, looking at it, you don't see the fight.
Yeah.
You see one, maybe, I'll give you that you catch a glimpse of Dorkian swimming down and away for a second. That's basically it. And everybody's there. So Taya, Victor, Leon, Jasmine, Ryan.
Ryan's not going down.
We can look up the area of effect of transient water to dust.
Vocalize
and how long
does
it takes to cast,
verbal.
I could get us closer.
What is it?
It's
somatic material.
Oh, okay.
What if I turn ethereal?
So you
can help
be
me?
Really dumb.
Get down there?
All right, so then you could do it.
I was asking Jasmine, but she walked away. Apparently I disgusted her with my...
I actually don't know, but...
Interested in giving financially to... Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
What's the range of vocal?
Okay. Touch.
Oh, so you can touch on anyone.
Like if I do this, you're just like,
that can be like a big friend boost. Anyway, so you can do it.
Okay.
Because so you make the transfer roll.
Put on a scroll and
if you're, transfer to it, right?
I rolled a 10. But if you want me to roll again, because you haven't asked me yet,
then I can. No, it's fine. So you transfer to Vocalize.
Yeah.
While flying. You can do that while flying.
Okay.
How far away are they?
It looks like they've got to be a minimum of 30 to 40 feet deep.
What am I
going
to do?
What if I turn ethereal, then? What do I know about that?
Or
help Jasmine, then, because I asked her.
So you should be able to be ethereal underwater and not need to breathe because you would not experience the water.
But I can't attack the thing.
But you would, while you're ethereal, you wouldn't be able to attack. But you could, then if you turn back no longer ethereal, you could hold your breath while you're attacking or whatever. So it is a solution to get there.
So it's an extension to my ability to be underwater.
For sure.
I also have dimension door.
That's what I'm doing. What?
I don't know how far down it is though.
It's a matter of, you could dive in, hold your breath, get down, attack, use the turn to ethereal to get yourself out when you can't hold your breath any longer.
Oh, so you're worried about me surviving the combat instead of killing the thing, is what you're saying.
I'm saying it's...
That's to get back up.
That makes my heart feel warm, yes,
yeah.
But I'm more worried about killing the thing.
Well, right, but, well, okay, so you're ethereal, you get down there, you're not swimming out in your armor. So you are committing suicide.
I wear chainmail, I can pull the chainmail off, right?
Underwater?
I have a 20 strength. Probably. I'm assuming if I pull my chain shirt off,
probably
swim out.
I mean, you can probably swim with your strength. You can probably swim in the chainmail, but it is going to be slow.
Yeah.
So. We can't see the aboleth, right?
No, it's got to be at least 30 or 40
feet. I have dimension door. I could get people a lot closer.
Yeah. So dimension door. I mean, you'd be kind of guessing. Sure, you'd be kind of guessing, but dimension door does work to get you. Because you can just go this many yards in a certain direction. Yeah. You don't have to see the destination.
What if I cast detect hidden things?
No.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and cast detect hidden things.
Underwater.
Okay. So you can now detect hidden things.
Yeah. They're hidden underwater.
One cubic inch per lane. So one 10-foot by 10-foot by 10-foot cube per lane.
For which spell?
Transmute water and dust. Dust.
I mean, that's a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but
10 not foot a lot compared to like an ocean foot. Or...
Not,
it's 110 feet.
By 10 foot by 10 foot.
Like a column or a tunnel, not a...
Yeah.
The point is, it would be, it would have some effect, but it's not. This is obviously is a really big leak.
It would be a 10 foot by 10 foot tunnel.
It's going to crash back
in. It would just fill back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be muddy.
As it is, Victor is sitting there. He's pulled out a knife and he's cutting his armor off. So.
Because, fastest way to get out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll take my chainmail off while I'm up here, then, while he's doing that.
I can dimension door down there. I'll have to go.
Dimension door.
Hold your breath.
So dimension door allows you to go.
Should I try to line up the ball of steel?
I think
steel?
I can take
drop a ball of steel on
him.
5,000 gold pieces of non-living matter, half that amount of living matter is transferred with the spellcaster. So you get 500 pounds of non-living matter or 250 pounds of
slower than you think.
Another person, unless somebody's small. And then
it's effective.
You can go up to 3-inch distance per level of experience of the caster. So you could go down into the water
for the
270, your ninth level?
Feathers. 11th
level. 330 feet.
Resistance of the water would be different.
Probably too far.
A certain line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the question is, how does that line relate to the course of the... So you'd be guessing to some degree, but it would get you there is the point. You and one other person.
Fluid dynamics. Well, I guess it's still technically fluid dynamics when it's aerodynamics, but...
Does his detect hidden...
Also, that's a verbal only spell. Dimension doors. Dimension doors.
Yes. Do you have vocalize?
Of course, it is. Teleport is as well.
He does.
No, but I only have one, so I can't cast it down there anyway. We'll have to swim back out.
Yes.
It was a. If there was a way down,
detect hidden things. Can I see the stuff that's underwater? Can I detect the stuff underwater?
No, it's too far.
Vocalize first level. I don't think I've ever.
Second.
Can I see the Evelyn where I am?
Yeah, I don't have it.
So you got as far as you saw Ren.
Never had it.
Who came back off the aboleth, and you can see like the creature.
She does know it.
Vaguely in the distance.
Okay, that's just creepy. You activate the room. I thought that was a small child or something looking at like. I can. But all the only spell.
The point is, if you pursue down into melee against the creature, you could probably get there at least briefly.
Yeah.
But he's going to keep trying to get away.
I was going to try to cast Flesh to Air on him. And that's range.
Mm-hmm. That's a saving throw.
Yeah. I have no good way to deal damage.
No, it doesn't work. Never mind.
Anyways, I'm about 2 seconds from jumping in the water. So
what are
you
doing? Do it.
I am healing myself.
Glass Sea doesn't work on water, does it?
Okay, you're trying to do it underwater?
Yes.
Right, roll a 20.
This is the maximum.
Okay.
If it's doesn't that work on water?
No. So, nor does it even work on a very large area.
It's
you want low.
Yeah. It's open at high.
He's a dump.
So.
5d6.
You could look through the wall. Sixes.
What's my magic number?
Let me go for like an inch.
Five.
Well, over four.
Six.
Good one.
Yeah.
And no sixes.
Yes, of course.
Two
ones.
So hallucinatory eight, terrain.
13. If I remember correctly, I remember reading like,
yeah.
That's it.
Will that make the water clear so you can see where they are?
It's like
we're just
so I'm back to where I was when I have engaged on pretty much. I still think it's.
glass safety.
Minus a maximum.
Magic user is able to make a section of metal, stone, or wood as transparent as glass to his gaze, or even make it into transparent material as explained hereafter. Up to 4 inches, up to 4 inches of metal can be seen through. Stone of up to 6 foot thick and 20 foot of wood. Spell will not work on lead, gold, or platinum. The magic user may opt to see the glass he applied to himself or herself only, and apply it to up to once per round.
Never mind. Not
okay.
The caster can act.
Anyway, are you engaging it during this round? And if so, how? If you stay out, if you hit it from range, in theory, it can only mess with you by moving the water. Probably.
I assume Cloud Kill would be ineffective.
Yes. Cloud Kill is not usable underwater.
I guess I'll cast Magic Missile at it.
Okay. And you can do that from whatever range you can see it from, which would probably be 30, 40 feet.
Have any electricity? One to send with even electricity.
I've got Chain Lightning.
That's helpful.
It's a little risky. It might come back at
you. Kill you, too.
Okay. Magic missile, roll your damage.
Amazing. All right, so, are you dimensioning door or not, Alicia?
First, third, fifth, seventh, ninth.
I can only take one person.
I'm not even done with my armor yet. So. Seventh,
take Leon and go.
Does magic missile have verbal components?
It does, but he can't vocalize.
It's plus two per dice.
Well, I was asking plus one if I dice. Could.
19 points.
Yeah, you can do it. Unless he casts vocalize on you, which is the thing. You cast vocalize on him, you know what spells he has in memory.
Yeah.
Now you've swam down from him some.
Is Ren still standing? Oh, yeah, he pulled back.
Yeah, he had to pull back to heal himself because the next shot was going to kill him.
The first shot kills me, so. I feel
like not the first hit, necessarily.
I have 28 hit points.
Can't. The maximum it can do with one shot is 22.
Okay. You mean Dimension Door, I have to go, right? I can't just...
Correct. It is you and up to...
The first one will miss.
Magic Missile?
19 points.
Bag of Holding okay. is not waterproof.
So, you can fight right. one
round. So the Magic Missiles do strike him and appear to have an effect. However, he does not die. If anything, he speeds up. Like, oh, something's spiking me!
Is the Bag of Holding waterproof?
As long as it's sealed up.
Do you have two?
Yes.
Sacrifice yourself. Bye, Adelith!
I was debating whether to take it down.
And a Bag of Holding next to the Adelith.
It creates a... In later editions, it creates a tear in the primary plane.
Oh, does it do that in this game?
I don't know what it does in this game. No one's ever tried.
Okay, anyways. We're not doing any of that, so let's focus. Yes,
we have...
I was debating whether
25 it's minutes max. That's generous. It's only
just
because people are dead or kitchen sink
pop,
time.
Pick, pop. Yeah.
All right.
Are we back to me or?
No, there.
He's all waiting right. for some sort of decision.
I stop breathing. Someone has to drag me out. I've not gone.
I look back. Now that I see Dorkin, I'll look back to see if anybody else is coming.
I thought it was.
You'll eventually regenerate.
Do I see anybody
yes,
else?
Yes, because I want to go through that down. All over again. Yeah. Although it should be better this time, because I won't be blasting.
Now that I see Dorkin, I look back to see if anybody else is under the water.
No, you don't see anybody anyway. But mind you, it's still 30, 40 feet down, so. Millie is above you. You can see her. She's just
regeneration.
Trying to finish off the one creature.
I'll help her finish that guy off.
Okay.
Taya, I'm handing you my Bag of Holding.
Okay.
I don't want to take it with me.
Three.
Casting Dimension Door and taking Leon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's casting Seder Victor.
11?
As a last-minute resort.
Even
if
with
you
plus
have
four
to reincarnate, you can.
Well, maybe with your help, she's actually going to hit now.
Shouldn't come to that.
So the last creature is dead.
Shouldn't come to that. Get as close to the surface as you can and I'll pull you out.
Teleport has vocal components.
Anyways, that's very strange because Leon was always a very, very against.
This is underwater battle music.
Vocal too, I'm assuming.
Okay, Dan, you have to hold the speaker underwater.
No, I'm sure it does. This is underwater battle music.
Anyway.
Oh, the actual sound effect is
what it's called, underwater battle music. Into the water.
Lots of bass.
He's sending two.
I agree that that's really cool. It's like a third level spell.
I'm saying if I was down there, I could send back. It would help. But
I'm assuming Lorelai is unconscious and or dead.
Oh no, she's very dead.
Okay.
She died. Which is a little. She took the massive stabby stabby.
I'm at negative 26.
Yeah, that's pretty dead.
She watched.
No, 36. Sorry, 36.
Watched Wilma Sotosen die. Then she swung in, touched the creature. It didn't dispel. Then she hit this creature with her staff for 7 points, and then the creature killed her. That's how that went.
The spell sends it back to its home plane.
It's so hyper specific.
It didn't do anything.
Hyper specific.
Probably
on its
home plane.
Fine. Yes.
It
still like seems like.
Or it was a FU from Hecate.
Or emits. Hecate's like, oh, I didn't think she's actually going to do it. I just wanted to see if she's going to do it.
Terrible.
Ares is giving her 50 bucks.
Ares is like, I said go fish.
No. Go fish.
Okay, so what's happening at the water with the outside people? Leon's diving in.
No, I cast Dimension Door, and I'm taking Leon with me.
Okay, so I need to know direction, angle, and distance. So we'll go with direction is into the water, but as your like angle, you're kind of guessing. Are you going to be like parallel with the ground?
Yes.
You're going to assume it drops
parallel
off at some point?
No.
Okay, so you're going to go on basically a roughly 40, a little less than 45 degree out, straight out. How many feet?
How far can we see?
So bad.
20, 30 feet?
I should just jump in.
60.
So you know it's probably more than that by now.
Okay.
That's way low.
Just go your maximum distance.
I have a 19 intelligence.
If you overshoot it, then...
You don't know where it's at, because you don't know when the bottom's out, but you know it's been fleeing for at least a few minutes.
Okay.
Can you see any bubbles on the surface?
No. No bubbles.
What happens?
There is no surface.
Okay.
Like,
how far
the water
out?
Starts, the wall...
You're asking me?
40 feet, 50
you
feet
have
away.
All
I didn't realize
stuff?
That was the wall.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, just pick a number and go.
Okay.
What, Dan, what happens when a dimension door hits like solid surface? Like if you teleport into a...
I don't know if you can dimension
door. You're shunted into the nearest open space.
Okay. There's literally...
damage or something?
Yeah, there's literally... No. 120 feet.
It is the safest form of teleportation.
Okay, 120 feet?
Sure.
Okay. Hum it up. let's just push this button.
Breathing in deep before we go?
Yeah.
However,
have to swim back.
Because okay. The space
it made a cool sound.
For the surface.
It made a cool sound. Did you hear the cool sound? Here it is. Okay. Jasmine and Leon disappear. Appear in the water.
Got friend.
Okay. Where you appear at, you do not see any party members.
He has chainmail.
Nor the apple.
So you can take. Like, are the too far or too short?
250. Use up all my water, cursing the disaster.
Okay, I'm scanning. Information, I'm assuming. I can see in the dark.
It doesn't work great underwater.
Okay.
Because the water temperature is all the same.
Right.
It's like being in
the
fog.
The creatures are not.
Right. So if it was close, you'd see it.
So do we see anything? Any light, any movement, anything?
Let me say it again. Where you are, you do not see any party members or the creature.
Okay.
Do I have a sense of down?
Yes.
I'm going down.
Okay. Yeah, and you're sinking immediately.
He's a simple man.
I took my chainmail off, so.
Yeah.
While Victor was taking
still his arm.
Right, I understand, but you still sink.
Do I see a flash or anything?
Unless you tread water or something, you sink.
How bad is the pressure here?
Solid. There's a lot of pressure. It's more than you've ever felt.
Okay, I'm grabbing onto Leon. I have a 9 strength. He's dragging me.
Okay.
Or you could just try to go back up to the surface.
I could.
All right.
You can't cast. You can't.
Okay, so.
Well, you can get a staff.
Roll a d20.
Can I hold my sword and shield in this hand and use this arm to swim?
I mean, your shield would probably be an effective paddle.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as fast as if you use both arms and kick your legs, but.
Yeah, with the shield, but yeah. That's.
And really, it's more about the sinking because you're sinking.
You're going
down
to
even.
Compound my problem by dying.
I'm going up. I'm not going with Leah. I'm going up.
I got my party wipe.
Hey, if we all party wipe, then we get to roll with new characters. It's cool.
I'm swimming up.
I don't want her to compound my already okay. not good afterlife.
I'm going
to
roll a d20. If your number is within three of mine in either direction, you will run into the aboleth.
She's not.
I'm just going to die to some random aboleth. It's fine.
10.
That's
fine. Okay. So roll a d20 versus wisdom.
12. Made it.
Okay.
You
spot a large, dark moving form below you, and you think in the direction away from land, away from where you started.
I do have the detect hidden things spell, too. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, the spell probably highlights it then, because it's not very visible.
He also has the ranger vision. The snake vision.
It doesn't work on the water.
It doesn't work on the water. It's
right. Sense going of vibration.
Okay, so you're swimming
I'm
that way.
I'm kicking for the surface.
You're going for the surface. Okay.
After Billy and I defeat the guy, I'm heading back down. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, my body, I'll do my command.
Yeah. You try to kill him. Oh, I guess did she take any damage from the guy?
You can't, because she did heal a potion.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't hurt her this time.
So
she can swim down, grab the body, and take us back up to the surface.
Yeah.
Great journal wizard.
So,
chases an aboleth into the pond. I forget the rest.
All right, so we're going to kind of speed this up to facilitate it. Those of you who are up top, you're not going to get to the aboleth.
Oh.
There's no way you're going to get to him.
Nope.
Cool. You may. There's no way that you guys are going to get to him again. He's too far away. Your swim rate's not fast enough. However, you could collect Wilmatosen and moralized bodies.
Okay. Once I realize
Millie
that,
will facilitate that, help with that as well.
I'll try
that. Jasmine needs to find her way out to where there's breathable air before she drowns. Mm-hmm. So, do you have navigation?
Yes, and direction sense.
Okay, roll navigation. Wow.
If I see Jasmine, I'll definitely try to help her get
that's
up to the surface.
That's a 20, right?
There was a time in this party that nobody had neither of those.
Not like
for those. Decades.
Half the party has direction sense.
I got a lot of non-weapons.
Roll the 20.
Half of this party has direction
six.
Sense.
Six.
Okay, no problem. All right, so you navigated the proper direction. What is your con?
1555.
Okay.
We have it.
Okay, roll a con check. You're not out of the water yet, and you feel like your lungs are bursting.
19.
Okay, so you failed the con check. So you've begun to take damage from drowning.
Okay.
So you're taking 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. You're swimming hard for the surface. Now you do, when you burst through the water, you first breathe through the water, you do get like a little bit of air. Like you get a little bit of hit points back from drowning. All right? And then you get to the point where like you feel like you should be reaching the surface, and you like reach up and you feel solid stone above the water.
Okay.
And so you're looking around for a pocket of air to try to get a breath or whatever. Make another con check.
Just in case it makes any difference.
18.
And your con is
15.
Okay, failed again.
My intent was once I was out of armor, I'm going into the water using the sword for light.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Okay. We will like a good distance, and I'm just looking to collect bodies or guide people out.
Okay. So you take 6 points of damage.
Glad I killed myself.
And then... So
I know
you run into right away Ren and Millie trying to bring out Wilmatosen and Lorelei.
I'm
okay. First trying to find them, which the light would probably actually help with that, and then trying to get them out.
Yep. Okay.
You do not see Jasmine, unfortunately. At least not at that point. Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you a straight 30% chance that you can find just a little pocket of air to suck in that's somewhere along that stone surface.
Does Polymorph Feather have a vocal component?
I'm just, chilling down here.
I'm going to say probably.
As is great, so
why? 90% sure it does.
Not if it's Polymorph Feather.
No,
because
there's Polymorph Cell, so you can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to look it up.
You could have turned me into a fish.
Forever.
Swordfish.
You may have become a fish.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, roll percentile dice, 30% or less, and you find a pocket of air to get a breath.
22.
So, okay, so you're basically along that stone surface somewhere, there's an indentation in the stone, and you feel it with your hand, it feels weird, and so you're able to get up there and just suck in air to get one breath. Okay, and then you're sure what the right direction is, but you realize that you have not gotten to the opening yet. So you swim along the surface at the top of that, and then it starts to curve down. And so you go down, and you're at the point of your the length of your breath again. Make a con roll.
Made it that time.
Okay, and so you swim down, you find a ledge, and you go under it. And in your mind, you're like, I should be in the room. In your like navigation and direction to tell you I should be there, but you're not. Okay, and then you start swimming along the roof of that, and you see a light in the distance, like a light area in the water.
I thought she might have went through the floor into another level. Yeah.
Going for the light, I guess. Okay,
so you're swimming in the direction of the light, which is the right swimming direction the anyway. Okay, and you need two more contacts.
Made it by a lot. And made it by a lot. Those are both twos.
They were passing Wilmatosa off to me and then potentially heading back down.
Yeah, I was going to head back down and see if maybe the Aboleth came back.
Nope. He's not going to come back. He's scared to death.
I'm ready.
These are ancient creatures. So
there's not much I can do on land now that I'm stuck in water.
I'll get back in a minute. I'm doing different people. There's no. I'm wiping them out because there's no way they can possibly react.
Okay.
So you then swim to the point where you come up out in the room.
Just over each other.
Okay.
The person next to you.
Whoever's there, Tea, whatever, Leon. She's dead. Leon. Tea, Ryan. I don't know where Ryan.
All right, we'll just leave her in the water. But
Millie has her.
Oh, Millie
he has Wilma. She has me.
Sorry, I thought they just had one.
They did. While all this is going on, can I go look for the demigod guy? Just run off and go find him.
Heronius, back to the portal.
Yeah. You were there when he went back. No, you didn't see him, though, did you?
I saw him disappear because I didn't run so
long. Oh, that's right. You were up on the platform, so you saw him turn into a light.
I was on the
dais
when he ran away.
Okay. Yes, you can do that.
You should cast that power word stuff.
Okay. So you you manage to get up and out of the water, and as you get up and out of the water, you regain one hit point.
No.
Well, your ringer regeneration.
I had a power word stunned in memory at one point, and I transferred it into a limited wish.
Yeah, I mean, I was three off of max because I healed myself.
I only have one magic
item. Okay. All right. Who? So you're going back down to look and see if you can help in some way, be useful, whatever. After they get Millie, after they get Lorelei and Wilma Tosin out of the water, Millie stays out in the room, but she has to stay in the water. She can't breathe there.
Well, she has the thing that Dorky.
Oh, that's right. So she can go out of the water, but she has to get in the water every so often. That's right. So, but you can't breathe there. So when you go out, you're gonna have that problem.
Well, I went back down to
right.
Yeah.
He basically just handed off Wilma.
And you don't
Wilma
have to hold your breath while you're down there because you can breathe water.
Fortunately, your swimming speed is not your ground to be
in. Chasing a fish.
Okay, now back to the vicinity of the Aboleth where Dorkian finds himself in the worst possible environment to be fighting a giant monster as an air mage all alone. Dun, dun, dun! Oh, wait, I have a button for that. Here we go.
I don't think it works quite like that, Chamber. You're just going to hide it. But it would be funny.
Unless there was like just enough air where it's like
just
at my waist.
Blast him.
So I can still breathe.
Was that the guy?
Yes.
One hit done.
Dorkin is going to lose his one against the monster.
I'm used to Arden's character one-shotting everything with light. So.
Don't. One hit done.
Okay.
That's why we're now fighting Aboleth.
So it is.
Well, he did 80 points of damage.
All you can do, like, while you're continuing to go deeper to catch him. The only reason you can catch him is because you're flying downward and you're getting some additional momentum from the sinking.
Yeah.
So you realize if this if it ever levels out, he's gone and you're not going to be able to touch him.
Yeah. So the ring has the ability to summon aid from the elemental plane of air once a month.
Okay.
Do I think...
It probably won't come here.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. It's like, what? No?
Underwater?
You're where?
No.
Sorry, we don't deliver there.
You're underwater
so what
in
are
the shadow realm?
Then if I chain lightning this thing, it'll hit.
Almost. I mean,
how far does it
depends on how far away you are when you hit him, and since you can only you have to be able to see him, you're gonna have to hit him from no more than like 30 to 40 feet away, which makes the odds almost 100%.
So
You have protection from lightning.
I can transfer to a lightning bolt. I can't cast force ball underwater at all.
Fire spells at them and everything else.
So it doesn't function underwater because of the way it detonates. So it is essentially concussive. So there's nothing for it to concuss, essentially.
He's on the dummy's list.
Fireball works underwater.
I thought grenades were more deadly underwater because the concussive force is
extra. But that's an explosive force generated by a chemical. This is the, it's not basically it's going boom. No, suck in the air and explode. What's there?
I was looking more for
can't move wire. Exactly. Oh, yeah, well,
I'm going to wait. I can help you with that, I think.
You want me to just have it come back to you?
I think I have a bunch of guns.
It thinks its odds are half decent.
Doesn't sound like
I mean, he did do 85 points damage.
Maybe like the first six or seven.
That was force ball in the air. It might have made it safer.
Pretty sure it's been quality. So I think some of them were, you know,
somebody just people.
I'll try to transfer to a light bolt.
But
let me see what I've got. Okay.
I rolled a six.
Color my tropes because they are.
Level drain. Level drain. Level drain.
Vampire tablet.
I feel like going backwards and level would be difficult.
Right, he's listening.
They get, yeah.
Figure out what proficiencies he's got to remove and stuff.
So you successfully transferred to the lightning bolt.
So like I got to him too.
What's that? Ron, roll so a d20.
Straight to him too.
Okay. Okay. Ten.
Yeah. Seven.
He's basically,
well, good.
Okay. So you swim pretty much with all your might down into the vicinity where the dark thing is. And
now most people know wizards exist.
Out to your left, down and away, probably about like 15 degrees off to the left, so like you're 10 o'clock low, you see a human-sized form. And we'll assume you think it might be Dorky.
The same speed.
Based on the shape and whatever.
Yeah, if you were to pick the archetypes.
And then a second later, you feel something tug at the spells in your head a little bit, and you're pretty sure it's Dorkin. Okay.
I'm going in speed. The
creature
is
right
there.
The creature, the creature is down and away. You see it. And it turns back on the two of you. You can both roll initiative.
One of them is standing where. It's like only again as she starts getting losers, getting further on.
Stand and die.
I'm gonna start making a list of spells.
Stand and deliver.
Be careful. Be tactical.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
It's good progression.
All right.
I'm Blasty Mage.
I'm above water blasting.
Yeah, well, I'm an archer. We're both out of our element here, buddy.
Missile fire.
Have a sword.
Oh, funny. Yeah, rub it in my face.
Great. So the beginning range is about 35 feet. You can see the creature.
To go find one.
My numbers are all
wrong. The only druid spell I still have is passing out trips.
No.
You at least get more useful druid spells than neighborhood tests.
That would circumvent all casting time if that was the way it worked.
Yeah, that's fair. Doing a spell like signal flare.
Three segments, right?
Yeah,
that's what free magic.
But also be aware that he is not without the potential to damage you and cause you to lose a spell. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying about be tactical.
Well, his first attack should miss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
But he's got one.
What's your intelligence?
19.
Okay.
He can just.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
So you think if the circumstances are right, he's going to damage you for sure in the first round.
Well, my reverb shield is still up. The caster is
going to. So, missile fire.
Does that work underwater?
He is.
As well as shield, I would assume.
He is going to attempt to dominate Leon.
Oh, cool.
Saving throw versus spell.
All
right. Oh, no. He didn't try to dominate me.
Made it.
It might even work dominating.
I am.
Made it by four.
He only dominates Rangers. On you.
He only dominates Rangers. Okay, here we go. So that's
us proving you're not a ranger.
Okay. Dominate.
So we're at the beginning of the round. Are you going to attempt to cast a spell or wait to see how things go?
He only dominates
rangers. He didn't dominate. So you're not a ranger.
No.
He only dominates
rangers. I don't see what my other choice is.
Oh.
I mean, I can cast phantasmal force through the staff, but that's still casting a spell, right?
So items can be used even after you're damaged. So but typically what mages do is they carry an item like a wand or a staff. They try to cast, they get hit, they lose the spell, then they trigger the item. That's what they usually
do. So
full advantage to staffs and wands for mages.
I will attempt to cast.
I saw Dorkane go down, right?
I mean, again, so unless something develops, you're not going to get it off. That's what I'm telling you. You have a 19 intelligence. He has not failed to damage people with water every single round in combat, save for half.
I'll cast it.
So you're going to take damage.
Never
mind. Okay, so your work too.
The odds that he doesn't immediately
you don't have to declare that in advance. You could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he just doesn't immediately make a save on the staff is next to none. I mean,
missile fire, both of you saving throw versus spell, dex bonus applies.
We found a situation where Dorkin is kind of useless.
Not kind of useless. He's just not. He's definitely in a tough spot, that's all. 4 points for each of you.
He's out of his element.
Made saves for?
Literally.
But yeah. I did see Dorkin go down, right?
Of course, dude. Why do I ever listen to you? I made my concentration roll.
Okay, so I'm going down to retrieve Dorkian's corpse.
Okay, or to at least look for it. I mean, the hopes of finding it is pretty slim. But since you can breathe water, you have plenty of time to search. Melee 9.
And unfortunately,
I am in Melee 9. Four.
Okay, you're in Melee 9, so you're triggering the staff.
I mean, that was in missile... Well, I would have had to say that I was casting before.
Correct.
Because I made my concentration roll. But it's fine. I'll cast, I'll activate this thing.
Okay, so you're making something out of Phantasmal Force.
Yep.
Okay.
I will pretend to cast a lightning bolt.
Okay.
Out of the staff as if it was a wand, basically.
Yep.
All right. That's more believable.
So it does take time to activate the staff.
3 seconds.
So where I was 9, 8. It's got a really crappy initiative, so that's to your advantage. 7.
Gotta wait 20 seconds for my staff to warm up.
I guess I'm at time for 4.
6. Okay, the Phantasmal Force goes off.
Okay. Kerchow!
a lightning bolt that's not very electrifying or hot goes off. Because that's the way Phantasmal Force works.
I might have been better off with a magic missile, but
probably.
Okay.
Since
you have spellcraft, do you make it blow up into a ball like it's supposed to underwater? That's what lightning bolts do underwater.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just wondering because
as realistic as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. It does not seem to hurt him.
Yeah, I forgot he's immune to lightning.
He's not immune to lightning.
No, he's very much not immune to lightning.
No,
the first one took no damage from the lightning because it wasn't real.
Yeah,
it was an illusion.
Yeah.
It tend to be sad, I mean.
Okay, we're in 6.
Yeah,
so we're in 5.
It's
we're in 4.
4.
Okay, you're in 4.
Do I still get my full attack routine?
So okay. You have to swim actually to the creature because starting range is 35 feet.
Okay.
Which means you would be able to attack him in initiative 1.
Okay.
And
just
you would be able to attack him twice. Do bear in mind that slashing damage is reduced underwater slightly.
Cool.
So it's not halved or anything, but it's usually like minus 2 per dice.
Go for piercing damage.
But this thing's large, sword. Right? So.
It is large.
Nice.
Okay. So we're in 4. We're in 3. We're in 2. Okay.
It's pumpkin damage reduced.
So the creature goes in 1 at the same time that Leon goes. The creature hits its attacks. So it can only get a maximum half of its attacks before you get your first strike with a sword. It only gets 1 attack. It gets D6 attacks per round.
Whoa!
But it only gets 1 this round, so that's good for you.
Hey, start ripping its tentacle, though.
So its attacks do have reach, so it will go first before your attack. And it sees you coming, so it's attacking you. And it will hit.
It doesn't like you.
For 17 points.
Lovely. Good news is, I think you can breathe underwater now, Dave.
And then you can make saving throw versus spell.
17, you said?
Yes.
So it'd be 57, 47.
And make your save versus spell.
Yes, sir. Made it.
Okay.
Bunch.
All right. And then you may attack with your sword.
Okay. I will... If I only attack it once, can I use the heal property of the sword this round or no?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd be able to begin to trigger it. It would finish in, like, initiative 7 of next round.
Would I still be able to attack next round? Or?
Yes. Once you start, it would be fine.
Okay. I'll do that, I guess.
Okay. So go ahead and roll the hit.
It's probably not going to hit. Longin sword is -1.
Okay, that is a miss.
Okay.
Okay, and then it does not attack again, and then that ends the round.
Oh, it had AC and the negatives?
It has AC and the negatives.
Oh, yeah, dude. Are you sure?
It's underwater.
It's in its natural environment now, baby.
Yeah.
Even out of the water, I assume it had
negatives. It was pretty low.
I rolled a 3, I'm sorry.
Underwater avaliths tend to kill parties.
They can. God, if 90% of their hit points weren't missing to start with.
TPK, which is why I'm not sure.
Well,
missile fire. Okay, so now it has... Leon is actually engaging it face-to-face, and Dorkian is still 35 feet away.
Okay.
You can just see it. Probably it went down some, he went down some, you went down some, but you're still like about that range. Okay. So first of all, checking. Okay, are you attacking... Are you casting a spell this round?
I am
or no?
Attempting to cast.
Attempting to cast, okay. The creature does not hit you with water.
Great.
Okay, however, he does hit Leon with water. You know, saving throw versus spell. Dex bonus applies.
So this is where I don't want to...
Okay, so you'll take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Also, you need to make a con check for drowning.
Already?
You've been down here for like over 5 minutes now.
Oh, okay. Made it.
It's Navy SEAL.
Okay, you're fine.
It's Navy SEAL time.
Well, he's got a really high con.
So yeah.
It's based on the amount of minutes before your first check is based on your con.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in melee.
I was just telling him that's like Navy SEAL time.
I go in 7.
Navy SEAL's not required. Definitely.
I'll take it.
Did you roll low again?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes! I mean, you just rolled 4 ones in a row.
Nice.
On 4 different D6.
You know what that means?
So on the wimpy girls, he rolls 6. On the big beefy guy, he rolls 1.
Well, see, baby, that's why we're the heroes.
I think the final round
I have a mediocre noise hero and I will not be
I would like to go back to being evil because I was a lot cooler then.
I destroyed planets then. I can't even destroy one whole avalanche by myself now.
I was the mistress of death.
I mean, you were substantially wounded before you went in there.
And Lorelei gave you a spell that you were sure you were going to have to use. 9.
Yeah,
8.
Really?
Rude. Who took the thing?
7.
My heel goes off.
Okay. You are now down D4 off your max.
4, of course.
I don't want to throw the bottle at him. Where did the beanbag thing go?
Oh, I
don't
know.
That was 7, 7, 7, 6.
My spell goes off in 6.
Oh, I also know.
You had initiative 9.
I didn't throw it at anybody.
I was in 7. I'm casting magic.
Oh, you cast magic.
Yeah.
All right.
Also go in
6. Roll damage.
You
also go in 6. Okay.
Did I double his initiative?
It doesn't matter. That doesn't work that way underwater.
Oh, okay.
This is not your normal environment.
Well, I doubled my roll from last round. But...
another 19 points.
Okay.
I can see -4.
And -4 is a miss.
You rolled a 3 last round?
Holy.
So you're looking at least 5. I hit it with a -7.
That was 5.
5 or 6?
Negative.
Negative. Negative 5 or -6.
Okay. That was initiative 6.
If it's -6, I would have to roll a
5. And then we go to 4. Okay, so it's going to retaliate. It can only take a maximum of half of its attacks before you use your next attack.
-6.
It gets 2 this round, so it'll take 1 attack on you.
No.
It'll hit.
Does it all of the damage that it does?
No. 12 points.
I also have the cap percent of protection still. So.
Okay, it's 12 points.
I've done at least 40 hit points to it since I've been
cooking
out
of oil.
How much was the magic missile you used?
19 points.
Yeah, sorry.
19 points. So, well, I should say at least 38 hit points.
Could be yelling in there.
Is that a real magic missile or a fantastic
one? It's a real one.
I have cast two real magic missiles at it. Both of them for 19 points.
All right, my other attack.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to take your second attack.
-5.
-5 is a miss.
Well,
6 or 7, yep.
I would have had to have a natural 20.
I hit it at -7, so it's either -6 or -7.
It also was fleeing away from you and you. Both times it was fleeing away, you were attacking it from behind. And he's face to face with it, so that should do it too.
So it might be worse than that.
3, 2, okay, he's going to take his next attack.
I rolled
you're
a bunch
done,
of
18
right? on yeah. this dice.
Okay. And it's definitely on Leon. That'll hit. Mm-hmm. 18 points. Oh. Save versus spell.
Natural 20 now.
That's what you needed. Okay.
103 minus 18.
New round.
85.
Actually, it's going to get a good round. He hasn't had a good round yet.
He should have kept fleeing.
He got away. The problem was he felt the transfer. That was the problem, so.
Stupid dice. Why are your dice failing me now?
They're just dice. They're random generators.
They're failing me.
I've rolled so many weird numbers.
No, I'm spending a reroll.
Use a reroll if you need to.
Low numbers are weird. I always roll.
Can I use my reroll for you?
I'll take it.
I just rolled a 1 on initiative for the third round. If you guys can't kill an apple, they can't go faster than 1.
Can I rewind a little bit?
Have I,
No.
Okay. Have I encountered
Jeff? No rewinds after 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Call, that's a new rule. Anyway.
11 p.m.
Are you trying to cast? This is the third round of the vocalize. Third or fourth?
Yes.
Okay. Creature will not be hitting you with water damage. Leon can roll save versus spell dex bonus supplies.
Failed.
Take 2. Okay. Roll 2 ones. Minimum damage on these dice are broken. I'm going back to my own D6.
Again, they just roll maximum damn. Against the females.
I would like to use my +1 minute hold breath.
Awesome. I love it.
There's no way you have that.
Yes, I have 2 of them, actually.
That's amazing.
You remembered the kitchen sink.
Nice. That's awesome.
Next time he says contract, oh, wait, I got another plus.
I'll bet you when you got that, you were like, I'll never need that.
No, I figured it'd come in handy sooner or later.
Well, I guarantee you, we're thinking you were fighting an avalanche.
No.
Damage to it, or do I try to, like, hit it with...
What is Dorkian's initiative?
8.
Okay, so it's 8. What are we doing? What's Leon's initiative?
3.
Okay.
Actually...
What is Dorkian doing at 8? Come on, hurry up.
7 is
after all, level
5. Yeah, magic missile at it, I guess.
Okay. So all right.
I don't know what you want to do. I can cast lightning bolt.
Do you have another magic missile in memory of all these magic missiles?
I'd have to transfer one.
I don't need
one. Is there a way that I could hit it with lightning bolt without hitting him?
Okay. I'm not underwater.
Theoretically. If right, you target past him, remember it makes a ball.
He said it'll be fine.
Really? You're going to, like, potentially kill me? Because...
I'll get you out.
It's not going to kill you. You it just healed yourself.
You. If you just heal...
It's just going to hurt a lot.
I'm taking over 40 points of damage since then.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, if he kills the Aboleth and accidentally kills Leon in the process, it's still something.
Your best bet of killing this thing.
That's worth it.
Well, you've been very effective so far.
Yeah, so have you.
He's been taking hits.
Missile. He's the only reason you got off the magic missile.
He's doing 19 points of damage, though.
I will attempt to cast a lightning bolt in a way that will not hit Leon.
Great, got it.
Yeah, I'll just get 6 attacks and kill both of you.
Same
round. That'll be the end.
It needs to die.
No, I'll use
force enemy
to reroll.
Force enemy to reroll?
If you roll 6 attacks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you roll the D6? I rolled an F1, so you can get a 1 eventually.
Rolls
into
a 6.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so.
Four runs in a row.
You're casting the starting an 8.
Yes.
8. 7. 6. 5.
Spell goes off.
Okay. Roll d20, and it's intelligence 1/2.
9.
600.
Okay, which I think makes it.
Yes.
Okay. The ball goes off, explodes in lightning, basically mostly behind the Aboleth, as far as you can see. And Ron rolls saving throw versus spell. Dex bonus does not apply.
Five.
Fail.
Okay, so you'll take half damage from the lightning bolt.
3,000 square.
Lightning bolt damage. You cannot use your air powers to increase the damage.
Okay, 30 points.
Okay, so you're going to take 15. And the heal sword and shield need to save versus electricity.
Even better.
Should be the only fail on a one, I think.
Yeah, electricity.
Sword made it. Shield made it.
Okay. And the creature is dead in the water.
Run through! Sorry.
Or at least unconscious. Leon can finish it.
Behead it.
Yeah, I'll finish it.
Run through!
I made the killing blow.
Beheaded.
Leon, Dragon Slayer.
Great voice hero, hopefully.
Wait, that's a line mocking Lucas.
Except actually, it's a line quoting a movie.
Except that you don't except that you didn't die when you did it, like Lucas did.
If Lucas was here, he'd be very effective.
Burkian's just glad to be done.
All right, I have a button. I have a button for this.
It's actually the ending to the movie Dragon Slayer.
You can make this for your mother and mom.
Do I encounter Jasmine on the way down?
Yeah.
No.
She's already out of the water.
Back out. She went all the way to the top of the stone and went out that way.
So
she didn't come down. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I realized I had retrieved my mother.
Okay, so you have retrieved Lorelei's body, you retrieved Wilmatos Sen's body. Leon and Dorkian are underwater. Dorkian has the enduring breath, so you should be fine. Leon needs to get out.
I can attempt to transfer to it and give it to him.
I'm turning ethereal and swimming up. Or moving up.
Apparently he's gone.
All right,
yes. I will not attempt to transfer.
He just looks like a ghost. You recognize he turned ethereal.
Okay.
Oh, wait. All
right.
I'm
assuming he has a way out. He made it this far. He must be able to breathe. So.
Yeah, it appears so. Yes.
Yeah, this is where all the ethereal creatures
are. Just holding.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, Ryan, while all that's going on, just like right then's cutscene, Ryan goes through the portal back into the room, and you see Heronius laying sleeping on the bed.
Oh,
please.
And Amara and the priest are there, and they're both like kneeling at the on the prayer carpet at the end of the bed praying.
He's diseased again.
Huh. Or it was past his bedtime.
Disease is what makes it past his bedtime, apparently. It's his Achilles heel. And here we go, we got this.
He's in there, he's like, oh, it's 9:30.
He's in the middle of fight. Sword breaks. Wait a minute. He draws it, doesn't he notices his watch? Because he takes a minute to draw his next long
sword. Right, yeah. You know, you just gotta fill the time.
Wait a minute.
Do you
minute.
Really want to save him again?
You have to count the 60 seconds you're watching your watch. Oh, yeah.
Technically, he didn't put you through that.
So I'll tell you something. We're gonna tell
you
something.
Did?
I'll tell you something that's funny. The way the module was actually written, he sends Amara by herself to go in to kill the Aboleth, and of course the party accompanies her, you know, because there's no way she can have to or something. And so this whole thing happens without Heronius. But the problem was when the party, after the party, like, saved him and stuff, when he was talking
like
about
the
back and the party agreed to go and help him free enough people outside there, and then they talked him into it. They talked him into helping in here. Which worked out for him because he just saved one of his captured high priests, or which is one of the main reasons that they talked him into it. But the point is, he wasn't even supposed to be in there helping the party. You guys talked him into it.
He's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
He's basically, he's kind of not a nice guy. He was just going to say, well, you go take care of this to Amara, who's completely not capable of taking care of it. But
he's a Greek god. Of course he's not a nice guy.
Yeah.
Hey.
None of them are nice guys.
You that I really need a password.
They really aren't.
Yeah.
Was it eye level, do you know?
No. I don't remember. I was just going to make a list of
some
stuff
of them
that
are
I want.
Okay.
So, that didn't work out great.
Open spaces?
Yeah, but I...
Well, he's ethereal at the moment.
Oh.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.